The Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.
Hello, podcast.
No, and we're going to start with our song. Can you guys remember the song we made yesterday about the podcast? No. Podcast.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they talk to you?
Listen to you. Haven't nailed that yet.
Yeah, we still need to work on the second half of it. So far, so good. Yeah.
So far is so good.
It's a good show today. We had the guy from A Matter for Side, and it got very impassioned about it.
I'd like to see you fire up, man.
I know.
It's really, really good. You gave him one right between the eyes, and he flat out deserved it. Sucked in.
Well, you know what? Look. As you know, because you talk to me off air, sometimes I do get a little bit, I can get a little bit,
Gavin?
Why are you doing your Akmal voice? That is your Akmal voice.
I should do Akmal on there sometimes, because I love that guy, and I was just spent a year with him. Sadly, it's like one of my best impressions, and it's completely useless. It's like completely useless. It's like poor Lawrence Mooney with Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Moon's doing great, but it's like, me. He did not. Like, he spent so, like, it's so good and it's so funny. And I remember seeing him that day when Turnbull got rolled. Yeah. I go, you're a good moon? He goes like, yeah, mate, I'm good. The gigs have already been booked in for a few months.
No.
If they want to cancel, they still pay.
Oh, yes.
And he's killing it now anyway.
Do you want to do some of your Akmal now then, given you...
I'll do what he used to do off air when we worked together.
So what is the next thing that is happening?
All right, Akmal, we're doing, we're going into your bit about how you were walking the street and then you tripped over a dog.
What happened?
you told me that you were walking the street and someone was walking a dog and you tripped over it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. When was it? When did it happen?
Mate, there's 20 seconds left on the Venga boys. You're going to need to...
Okay, so I tripped over a cat. A dog, mate. The song's finishing.
I love it. Enjoy the podcast today, guys.
I love that guy.
I love him.
Are we all well? We feeling good?
Yes, I know Grant's feeling good in that heavenly Hawaiian shirt, babe. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dale. It's a little bit something special, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Guy's all right with the beard. A pina colada short of a good time.
You were about to say penis. Genuinely thought we're about to get a penis. Now, I've got to dob in a member of this team this morning, guys, because last night myself and MC and a couple of the people from the office went to an event on Sydney Harbour.
We did.
And I thought I'd be a good member of this brekkie team, boys. I was like, I'll get an early water taxi home at 6:30.
Good call.
What time did you leave and get home and how many beers did you have, MC?
There were more beers than hours sleep.
Yeah.
It was after 11 o'clock, yeah.
Well done for getting here so early. It's going to be a great day.
Who was the biggest name at the party that you were at? Give us the biggest
performer or guest.
Doesn't matter. Biggest scoopler person.
Dean Lewis, probably.
Biggest guest was probably DJ Havana Brown. Yeah. If anyone remembers her.
Sure do.
Red leather pants on and it was 35 degrees and all I could think was how sweaty her crotch would be.
Yep. There's your scoop. There was a sweaty crotch.
You look pretty good though, MC. You're holding up
Thank you, mate.
So if you're struggling, we'll get Carl Stefanovic's makeup department to come in and help you out because they've got quite a few talents.
All right,
Hang on. Someone's written in our little box there that Danielle Spencer was there.
I didn't see her.
I don't know who that is.
Russell Crowe's ex-wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't even realise.
You know you're not famous when your famousness comes from being someone's ex. You know what I mean?
Her dad was on Play School.
Was he? Yeah. How do you know that?
Don Spencer.
Really?
For decades.
Her father.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, the whole Spencer thing.
I never knew.
There's your scoop, Sydney.
Well done.
Well, it's all the big stories here first. I tell you that much. The big stories.
I'm fired up about MKR, My Kitchen Rules, but not in the normal sense. I usually get fired up because you're like, oh, it's all fake and, oh, everyone's an idiot, they're being mean. This goes deeper and it's more personal, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why?
So but it's a bit of background for my life. My family, La Jesus. So I grew up from the ages of about 5 years old to when I stopped in my late 20s. That's a good, 25 years. Going to church every weekend. We had prayer meetings during the week and, youth group and all that stuff. Even school holidays, go to Jesus camp.
Your knowledge of the Lord is second to none. I've never seen anything like it.
Thank you very much.
And sometimes off air, we play Bible quiz where I go to the internet and I dig up Bible quizzes and you average like 80, 90%. So yeah. For instance, who was the first Christian martyr, Ash London?
That was Stephen, who was stoned to death, I believe. For his
correct, Aunt, which yeah. is correct. It's in Act 7 if you want to check.
So, I mean, yes, I've kind of walked away from church. And a lot of the reason behind that is because I read the Bible and I see one thing. And then I meet a lot of Christians and what goes on in churches and I see another thing and I go, you ooh, know what?
Yeah.
You know, you can take on the tenets of what Jesus is saying about how to live well and love people and respect people and treat people yeah. how you'd like to be treated, but I don't see a lot of that happening. And it wasn't at MKR that I expected to see that played out more than ever before. So Josh and Austin are two brothers. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
And we're Christian brothers from Western Sydney.
We were raised by missionary parents and we were homeschooled in different countries.
Okay. So there's two things at play here. There's the homeschooling thing yeah. and then there's the Christian thing. So I guess some of this we could blame on homeschooling because they haven't had a lot of social interactions, you know what right. I mean?
Like, yeah.
They're cool.
But you do expect better than this kind of behaviour at a dinner party.
You were a lesbian and that was your gay best friend. You two had mail order brides, but the gay version. You two, the plastic chick with a friend you brought along to make yourself look prettier.
So mean.
Brutal.
So disgusting. And I'm thinking either they're the world's worst Christians or they're hashtag fake Christians. It was my dream to have the boys come on the show to play the aforementioned favourite off-air game. Bible quiz.
We said to, and we went to them, we went to MKR, we said we want to have the guys on, we like the show, we always have Pete and Manu on, we love those guys, yeah. which we do. We want to get these guys on because they're Christians, Ash is really Christian, they can have a Bible quiz that's going to be fun. And the answer was?
I've got the response here from Channel 7.
God. Hit me.
The boys surprisingly weren't keen on the Bible quiz idea. Yeah. And even when I said, what about no quiz, they declined.
They won't face you.
They will not face me. Because they know that I will out-Christian them.
That's true.
I want to out-Christian them. I want to out them as being not even good Christians. No, not even good Christians. They're not even real Christians. Because no person that has actually been raised on the tenets he's supposed to be raised on treats people like that. Like the number one thing Jesus said, treat other people as you would like to be treated yourself.
That is true.
And grab some sandals.
Grab some sandals, man.
What do we make of the idea that they claim to have not even heard of the show before?
Bullshivers.
Jesus is listening.
Josh said he wants to be an actor. He's obviously watched the show. Actors watch TV because they're all self-obsessive.
Self-obsessive what? Let Jesus hear your thoughts on actors.
I can't because I'm going to be a good Christian and not say a bad word. I have a fortune cookie. There's only enough for me, so can I open it now?
Yeah.
Go for it, mate. This will be for Chinese New Year. I imagine it's a few days old, that fortune cookie. Yeah, and to you.
Got it out. It is always the one who talks the loudest who do the least.
Ooh.
That's definitely me.
Who's that applying to?
That is 1,000. My husband's here at the moment. If you went out and asked him, does Ash talk the loudest? Does she do the least?
That's so much as a fortune as a review.
Yeah.
It's like a trip. Like fortune cookies are now just TripAdvisor it's like a dig. You got a dig cookie.
I'll take it though. I'm stoked with that. Anyway, let's move on.
Changing tack, I decided yesterday I had to go and catch up. I was catching up with a mate of mine and it was further east of the city where we work. And I thought, I'm not going to take a car. I'm not going to get an Uber. All I'm going to do is I'm going to catch the bus I caught every single day of my life for 13
years. Can I guess what it was?
Yeah, of course.
That was a 3?
Yeah.
357?
As if. The 324. One of the great buses.
Yep.
Yeah. Every now and again they change the route slightly, but Grant, it's essentially circular key to Watson's Bay.
Yep.
So it's like the Parry Dakar of Sydney buses because it goes like
it's a race around the world. Okay.
Yeah. And so I just thought, getting the 324. Got my Opel card, charged him up. You can only go in lots of 10, by the way, but that's a topic for another day.
That's weird.
And so I get on and I'm thinking, yeah, man of the people. Look at this guy. Hey, back on the 324. Hey, what a champ. I get on and I look up at the clock. I'm like, it's about 3:20. Then the school kids got on.
No.
And I am talking 50 school kids.
Oh, and did you get bullied again? Did you?
I was right back there. in year 10. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, headphones in. No one will know. Yes, you'll be right. And I'm sitting there and I can hear them behind me just starting to, because I sat up the back because I'm cool. I'm hearing this.
Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? Hey, it's Sam Ping.
Where's Ping? Same Where's Sam Ping?
Is he paying attention? He's not paying any attention to us.
So then there's a tap on the shoulder. And I turn around and a nice young bloke goes, are you Ed? I go, yeah. He goes, have you been paying attention? I said, of course I am. And then he handed me his boot that he had worn to school to sign.
What do you mean? What,
he's going to make you do a shooey.
Yeah, I go, is this all you've got? He goes, yeah. I go, don't you have a bag full of school books? He goes, nah. I went, all right. So I signed his shoe. I said,
on what part of the shoe did you sign?
The top. I signed
his
the whole.
His mum is not going to be happy with that. You've brought that because I left brand new shoes because school's only just come back.
They were brand new. And I wrote all across the side of it, his name was Lucas. Hey, Lucas, drop out of school and party. Love Ed. Right? I thought love as well. Why did I write love to a school kid?
That is creepy. Why did you do that? Now the mum's going to be really angry. I'm a huge music fan. It's my big passion. And this is something that's kind of come up a couple of times over my career, boys. And this is this whole idea of separating the artist and what they kind of do in their life and the music. A good example of this would be Chris Brown. We know that a couple of years ago he was convicted of assaulting Rihanna and was kind of unrepentant about it. And a lot of people since then have said, I don't want to listen to his music. But then a lot of people, he's actually one of the most highest streamed artists still in Australia, go, doesn't matter what he does, I still like the music. And this has kind of found its way into the news once again with R. Kelly. R. Kelly is the guy behind I Believe I Can Fly, Ignition Remix. He's made some pretty incredible music. But he's really been up to no good, and this is surfacing now because of a new Netflix documentary that's come out called Surviving R. Kelly. You boys across this, have you seen the stuff on Netflix?
I've seen the trailer for it where R. Kelly is accused of basically running essentially a sex cult where he kind of lures women in and then takes over their life, and it's really, really awful, full-on stuff that he's accused of by more than one person.
Yeah, families are getting involved, accusers. This is a bit of the trailer.
R. Kelly has denied accusations that he's holding women against their will in a sex cult.
Dave said he loved you so much.
I should have never introduced her to him. I should have never introduced my family.
So he's, of course, denying everything, but so many people are coming at so many accusers. This is one of them who goes pretty far in her condemnation of it.
There's a difference between R. Kelly and Robert. R. Kelly is this fun, laughing, loving guy. But Robert is the devil.
R. Kelly is at the top of the charts, but he may be in for a fall. He was arrested today on 21 counts of child pornography.
It is absolutely unbelievable when you think about what is actually going on. And we do want to hear from people. If on 13 1060, you would say, you know what, yeah, look, it's horrendous, but I would still go and see his concert. And I ask this because he's just announced an Australian tour. Come out over in the last 24 hours. They're calling him the King of R&B, and he says he's coming to New Zealand, Australia and Sri Lanka. And so many people have arced up about it, saying, how the hell are we going to let this guy in? So on 13 1060, are you the kind of person who goes, you know what, he's a dick, but I love the music, I'd pay money, what's the difference? Where do you boys sit on this?
Aren't we in Michael Jackson territory? You know,
well, this is kind of different to Michael Jackson because I think there are so many accusers, like dozens and dozens, and there's a history here where he's actually just paid them off.
Yeah, well, so Michael's got that one too. So Michael's got the paid off. I mean, because essentially we've reached a point where it's trial by Netflix. The first place that you get a trial is on Twitter, and if you lose that, you can appeal to a Netflix documentary. And I've got an old saying, how do you know something's not true? I saw it in a Netflix documentary. So that I can't have my opinions completely shaped by what used to be called documentaries when they're not. Every documentary now has a hard angle, and it might be true. And what R. Kelly is saying is, I'm not defending R. Kelly in any way. Hmm. Of course not. I would never go see the guy.
No. Yeah.
I would never go and see him for that reason. Absolutely not. I would never want to give a cent to someone who has behaved like this. Hmm. But there are, once you start this, there are so many people. Michael yeah. Jackson. Michael Jackson is played everywhere. He is still played on in our station, every station.
Yeah.
Why does he get away with it when other people don't?
This is the same with Eminem, and a lot of people have said Eminem, especially early what in his career. Eminem? He wasn't Why? Very kind to his wife at the time.
Oh, okay. Right.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But it's hard because these people do make incredible music. But you're right. Well, what's the scale? You know what I mean? Yeah, where do we
do
decide
you draw that line?
What he Netflix, did was really
and what I'm
bad.
Saying is, and what I'm saying is Netflix the arbiter of that? Mm. Is that where we've got to?
But that's Until what, that's it's how Netflix. We watch things now. That's yeah, no one's know. Going to the movies. No one's going to
it doesn't
Blockbuster.
Doesn't mean it's not true, though, just because it's in documentary form on Netflix, which is designed for entertainment.
Yeah.
But if these accusations are true and it is with police, then how's he even allowed into the country?
I don't think because he will be because if you look at the people that we haven't let in, Chris Brown wasn't allowed in, Chelsea Manning who leaked the classified documents, right. Gavin McInnes who's kind of, you know, super right-wing kind of, you know, that
anti-vaxxers.
And so I will be interested to see how this pans out. I remember a time when Snoop Dogg wasn't even allowed in.
That's right.
I hope.
What did Snoop Dogg do?
Drug possession.
Yeah.
Well, that's his act. I don't want to see Snoop if he can't have that on him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where this lands. I hope he doesn't get let in.
No R. Kelly.
And if people want to watch the documentary on Netflix,
yeah, Surviving R. Kelly, it's called. Right. It's pretty full on Z's.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
This is Today FM Breakfast. All right, Grant, let's do it. Let's give away some cash.
Trish from Oran Park is ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Aren't you, Trish? Good morning to you. What would the money be good for?
Oh, my God. I want to take my husband on a cruise. That's what I'd love to do.
Yeah.
Where to? Like, you have an ideal destination? Because you can go anywhere in cruises these days.
Oh, like anywhere away from all the family and the kids. Just to get away.
You stopped somewhere. Yourself. You were going to say kids and then you stopped yourself because you felt bad, but it's okay to admit that you want to get away from the kids.
I'm awful, aren't I? No, just to get away. Yeah, it'd be lovely. Somewhere hot, Namiya, islands, whatever. I'm not
Beautiful,
fussy.
Trish. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, $100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Your letter today is S. S. For sunshine. You ready?
Okay, yes. Ready
Best
to go.
Luck. Here we go. Name an airline.
Singapore Airlines.
A tool.
A spanner.
Phone app.
Oh, pass.
Beyonce song.
Single.
Pass.
Arnott's biscuit.
Scotch.
Oh my God.
Finger hurts.
Scotch finger.
Pass.
Male actor.
Steven Seagal.
Sylvester
Stallone. A Sydney suburb.
Sydenham.
Yep.
An animal.
Snake.
Store.
Oh, I missed that last store.
A store.
Oh, Supre.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Gotta pay Supre.
Obviously, we're paying Supre.
Definitely said it in time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's harder than what I thought. Oh, my God.
Trish, for Tool and S, we also would have accepted Stefanovic. You've got $500.
Good nice on one, you, Trish. You're an absolute legend. Hey, boys, stick around. The joys of having single friends is that you get to have coffee with your single friends and hear about horrendous dating stories. And yeah. I've got a really good one for you. My friend Ella has been dating the world's biggest tight ass. And some of this stuff just makes you wonder how this guy has gotten through his life this far. On 13-10-60, we're asking the question, we want some tight ass tales. Are you a tight ass? Did you date a tight ass? Maybe you come from a tight ass family. Now, boys, I've got a great story for you. I said earlier I was having lunch with one of my single friends. And now that I am, you know, an older married lady, I got married 8 months ago. I don't get to date anymore. You know, not that I dated that much before, but it's fine. And I was having lunch with my friend, Ella, and I said, mate, are you dating anyone? Are you getting out there? She went, oh, look, I was seeing this guy, but I ghosted him. Now, do you guys know what ghosting means?
Put on a white sheet. Ooh.
No.
Is that where you just disappear?
You pretty much just disappear on someone. You just never call them back. And generally we hear about guys ghosting girls, but this happened the other way around. So what do you mean what happened? She's like, look, he was really nice, but the first time he went out on a date, they went to a Thai restaurant, and there's one of those situations where you go up and you order at the counter and pay, and then you go back.
That's tricky on a date. It's tricky on a date.
Yes. So they go up to order and she, you know, gets a pad thai or whatever and he maybe gets a masaman. I'm riffing here. And then he gives his card and pays. And as they're walking back to the table, like doesn't even wait till the meal is over, he goes, yeah, I'll just maybe text you my BSB details. You can just transfer the money for yours. And she just got so awkward that she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. No worries. So they had their first date fun. The second date, he comes over to her house and they're having some pre-drinks. So she thought maybe, you know, have one drink at home, then you go out to a proper bar, you know, with the general public. But, you know, one drink, two drinks, three drinks. And she's like, hey, why don't we, you know, go out to a bar now? He goes, oh, no, let's have a couple more at home and then we can go. And she's thinking, we're nearly 30. Like, we're not 17 we're years old.
So is he emptying out her fridge?
Pretty much. It's her beer. He's drinking all the booze. And then finally they go out to a bar. Once again, they Harvey it. So he pays for his drink, she pays for her drink. Come on, at this point, she's thinking, okay, I think I may have gotten into deep here. The next morning, so he stays over and they go out for breakfast.
Wait, now we're getting something.
He goes, oh, come on, I'll take you out for breakfast. And he uses the word, I'll take you out.
Yeah, well, then that suggests something pretty important.
I agree. So they're sitting there and then he starts suggesting menu items to her that she might want.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, every breakfast menu's got like the cold stuff, which is cheaper, and then the hot breakfast.
Anything in the under $10 column you can have.
So you might like the kids' wheat.
So he's like, oh, the muesli looks good.
And
she's like, I don't want muesli. So she at this point is getting annoyed. So she goes all out and orders like eggs, bacon, avocado, gets a full fryer.
Avocado, Jesus.
But then when the bill comes, because he only orders a juice, one juice, no food, the bill comes. She then gets so awkward that she then pays for the whole meal and then drives him home.
Oh, this is terrible.
They're in the car. They're nearly home. And he goes, oh, I should give you some money for petrol. Then she goes, yeah, you should. But then nothing happens. He doesn't pull out his wallet or anything. They get to his house, and this is the real crescendo of the story. As he's about to get out, he farts in her car.
No.
Half of this.
To dump and run.
And she goes, did you just fart in my car? And he goes, yeah, I did. So she paid for the whole relationship.
Oh, it was the juice. The juice went straight through me.
Then it did 60. Are you a tight ass? Have you dated a tight ass? Can you outdo
the worst?
The guy who crescendoed it by farting in her car.
Bastard.
13, 10, 60. Are you a tight ass? We've got vouchers to spend at Char Grill Charlie. So if you're a tight ass, this could be like a year's worth of meals.
Right? Totally.
13, 10, 60.
Get some Char Grill
Sorry, guys. Somebody open the window.
We're asking, are you a tight ass? Do you have a friend that's a tight ass? Because, Ash, you just told us about a friend of yours who dumped a guy.
No, I didn't dump him. Ghosted him, worse.
Ghosted him, sorry. Because after three dates, he'd paid for a sum total of zero things and then said he's going to take her out for breakfast. Didn't buy any breakfast at all and then farted in her car.
That's the worst.
I mean, that's criminal, really, man.
It's just a bit much. So who's got a tight ass friend out there? Rafa from Mount Druitt. Matt, Rafa, you got a tight mate, buddy.
Yeah, I do. He's a legendary tight ass. So he's been a tight ass since primary school. So we went to dinner in Parramatta, and so it was about 10 of us, and the waitress went through one by one asking what we're getting for entrees and mains, and he asked her, in front of 10 guys, you'd think it's a bit more shame, but he goes, what's the cheapest item on the menu?
Yeah.
And the kid rattled off like a herb bread or like a garlic bread. And he goes, yep, I'll take that as main.
And I'll have a side of water. No. And meanwhile, the volcano is everyone else is getting steak, beautiful
so
fries. Yeah, that's tight. Okay, that's tight. Now, Ash London.
Yes, Dals.
This is interesting, isn't it, Grant? It's interesting
is.
That she wants to point the beam of tightness outwards when self-reflection is often the best reflection. What day was it this week that she went on air and asked Sydney if they could give her a ute for free to move furniture that she'd bought from Gumtree?
Oh, it's Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Ash London, your response to the fact that you are the biggest tight ass.
I am absolutely not the biggest tight ass, and you know this. It's because my husband, I married a tight ass, and he has put me on a budget, and he is looking at the credit card statements and asking, what's this, what's that? And if I had put $200 for a moving truck, I would have gotten a call straight away, what's this budget thing? And then I would get shamed for spending money.
Well, that's what you say. But thankfully, we are joined by your better half, your husband, AB. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, team. Hello.
Now, you've just been called a tight ass
repeatedly. I don't know what I'm doing in this segment. Why am I here?
You know why you're here.
She are seems you? To claim that yes. you are the type of person yes. that would haggle with a vending machine. Is this true?
No, I'm the saver and Ash is the spender.
Okay.
So you're blaming me for the fact that you are a massive tight ass.
No, I'm not a tight ass.
It's just a yin and yang thing.
Well, I just grew up, if you can do it yourself, don't pay somebody to do it.
But do it yourself is not go on the radio and say, do you have a ute? That is getting somebody else.
I didn't ask her to do that.
Yeah, but if I had organized, if I'd paid for an air task or something for a truck to come and do it for me, would you have then said, why did you spend money? You could have done this yourself.
I probably would have asked, don't you know somebody that could have helped you
That's
out with
yes.
that?
Now, I want to get to the heart of the matter. I believe there was a moment in your relationship where the tight arsery had to kick in, because I've got a bit of this in my life. Can you please, AB, explain the, how do I put this, the Uber Eats
scandal.
Debacle?
Are you talking about one actual situation or
collective? Like, how serious did the Uber Eats situation get?
Don't
now
say
on
the
Uber.
Number because people will judge me, but it was...
It's time to hear the number. How much did she spend on Uber Eats in a month?
I think it was like $1,300.
No. No. Hey, I was living in a... At the time, I was living in Melbourne and I was away a lot and I was a night radio.
And
so
I get this a lot as well. A lot of excuses.
No. I was at work
You're a hero.
No. Wait. Don't go to the ads yet. I need to know.
All right. That's it. Done. 7:35.
Tropfest is coming up, guys.
Yeah, this Saturday. Parramatta Park.
Absolutely right. And we've got Rob Shahady coming in, great comedian Grant Denyer that people may know.
Yeah, from Pizza Houses. He was the creator of the TV comedy series Here Come the Habibs.
My favourite show. My Uncle Billy had that recorded on Foxtel.
I loved it.
Watching it on repeat, laughing louder than any man in it was amazing.
I had to arrest him in a TV show, and he's about 9 foot tall, and I could only just I couldn't even reach his wrists with the with the handcuffs. That's how big he is.
He's a big unit.
So what we've got, though, is Ash London. You are a resident Lebanese Australian.
Correct.
And we're going to have a game called, the first ever time I believe it's been played, Breakfast Radio, a Lebanese Off.
Yeah.
Now, if this is your game, how does it work?
So you guys are pretty much going to have a series of questions about Lebanese culture. We're going to play for a listener. So if you are out there and you want to play, we'll play on your behalf. Give us a call, 131060, one person each. And whoever is the most Lebanese, knows the most about Lebanese culture, is going to win.
And you score a whole bunch of movie tickets.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Best of three.
131060, if you'd like Rob or Ash to play for you in our Lebanese Off coming up next.
A radio first.
Yeah, radio first and possibly last. This Saturday at Parramatta Park from 4:30, Tropfest is going to be there. Love Tropfest, Australia, well, the world's largest short film competition. Now, the two hosts, we've got Eric Banner, never heard of him, but up next to him is the unofficial mayor of Parramatta, fantastic comedian Rob Shahady. Good morning.
Thank you. Yay. Good to be here, guys. Hi, everyone.
Good to have you. When you walk down the streets of Parramatta, is everyone cousing you? Just like, hey, cars, like lots of high fives.
Yeah, well, I like to start the day with a burnout up, Trish.
Yeah, good call. Nice work.
That's how people know that the day has started. All right. Now, Ash London, our lovely Ash London, has been wanting to do this particular segment for a while, Rob, but she hasn't had anyone to play against.
What is it?
So it's a first ever Today FM Lebanese quiz.
Wow.
You don't get many Lebanese guests on the show. I mean, I'm Lebanese Australian and Sexy Vi Vi, our producer, so it's we're representing on this side. But yep. I'm so excited to have a member of the community.
So right, it just feels like Western Sydney right now. I love it.
Exactly.
So this is how it's going to work. We've got three questions here, so it's best of three out of you two. But you're going to be playing for, of course, we're playing for a listener. So on Team Ash today, we have Khaled from Marylands. Good morning, Khaled.
Morning. How are you, boys? Good.
Yeah. Good, mate. Yeah. How's Marylands feeling this morning? Is the town alive and well?
Oh, it doesn't get better than this Sydney weather.
Right. Have you had your morning rakoa yet?
I'm just driving. I just put over.
Okay. Following the law. He's letting us know.
It's the right thing.
There's a haze of garlic in the air.
Yeah.
And on Team Rob, we've got Sam from Parramatta. Morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Sam, Parramatta boy, I love it. Go, Para.
Parramatta Park, man.
Yeah. Why? I don't understand.
No, that's okay.
He needs subtitles.
Okay, so the way this is going to work, Grant and I are going to lay out the question. Grant, of course, a famous quiz master, and you buzz in with your name, so Rob or Ash, and if you and Sexy Vi, our Lebanese Australian producer, if you get a question right, you're going to hear this. But if you get the question wrong, you're going to hear this.
Nah, bro.
Okay. Start the quiz, MC. All right. I'll go first. Here we go. Question one. Buzz in with your names. Name the three key ingredients in hummus.
Ash. Key ingredients. Okay. Obviously, chickpeas.
Correct.
You need some tahini because that's the sesame. And then, I mean, every good hummus should make your throat burn with garlic.
Yeah, she's got it.
Well, there's a technicality there because some people don't put garlic in it, but anyway, we'll give you that.
Come on, you put garlic in your hummus.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
You know what's up.
All right, here we go. Question two, Robbie. You need this one, mate.
Hold on.
This is interesting because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Even better.
What is toam?
Rob.
Toam.
Rob. What is toam? That is. It is. It's a white paste. And it's a garlic paste. You can use it as sunscreen as well. It's very good.
You're not using it as sunscreen.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's one piece. You'll never get the flu with this stuff. Forget the flu shot. Have to.
Now for the winning question.
I'm so nervous.
At one apiece in a deadlock. Let's crown our winner. Here's the question. What is the dab key?
Ash. Rob.
It was Ash. It's a dance. It's like the Zorba, but the Lebanese version.
Do it for us.
I'm not going to do it because people can't see me doing it on the radio.
There's a webcam here.
It's heaven, though.
We'll do it on our Instagram.
See, me and Rob and Sexy Vibe, I will do the dub key together.
Violet. She's done it. She's won.
I am the most Lebanese person in the world.
I'm defeated.
I'm the best. I'm so happy.
Rob. I'm sorry about that, Rob.
Sorry, it's okay, Sam. Sam, no worries, mate.
No, it gets a prize anyway. Everyone gets a prize.
Oh,
no?
I love it.
A prize.
Sam, don't worry, mate. It's all good. I'll get your car from the car park at Para.
Hey, Trop Fest this Saturday. Parramatta Park from 4:30. Rob, a pleasure. Please come back anytime.
Make sure you come along. It's free. Bring your alcohol as well.
Oh, wow.
It's BYO. Parramatta Park, it's going to happen.
Parramatta Park's always BYO, is it not?
Yeah. Make sure you come on down, bring the whole family. Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
This Saturday it happens. Rob Shahady, thanks so much for coming on the show.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
So, Married at First Sight, right? Now, we think we've probably got Sam on the show today. It looks like it's locked in. He's the guy with all of the quotes about maybe my wife should go running, and then he ran off to New Zealand for his ex. So, just a great bloke.
Yes.
But someone who did actually strike us as a good bloke, Grant Nash, was the now former virgin.
Yeah.
Matthew was tender.
When he came in and shared his story, he had a rough run growing up, a lot of bullying, which led to self-confidence issues. And then he just he got to a point where he hadn't lost his virginity and he didn't want to throw it away in any sort of silly scenario.
So he chose reality TV, which is correct. And he was 29 and this was the moment.
Loz deserves more than me just telling her how much she means to me. She deserves me to show her how much she means to me. Last night I lost my virginity.
All right.
So awkward. Big moment.
We all started thinking about it. That's what happens. When someone says that, you start thinking about it. You start thinking about your own experience, don't you? I did immediately.
Did you?
And weirdly, I was, you know, I caught the 324 bus yesterday. This is such a weird coincidence. Oh, when I was going to see my mate, I went past, I drove past on the bus, the apartment block where it happened because it was on that route. Because I remember I used to, when I went to Vaucluse High School, I lived right near the school. The bus goes went straight past that.
So did you have all
right
the
there.
Flashback memories? So
if you don't mind, I want to take you back.
This is
my own story.
And usually you don't like talking about your sex life, because yesterday on the show we asked Tiff if you're a good lover. Of course she said yes, but you got very awkward.
And obviously she dated a stripper, so we know a little bit about her past. So let's go into yours.
I might not do this now.
Come on, no, it's a safe place. It's a safe place.
We're with you. We're on board.
Yeah, we love
so
you.
Picture this. It's the late 90s and we're on the Gold Coast. Me and my mates walk into a nightclub called Cocktails and Dreams, and this song is playing. And I was wearing a white singlet, a white linen shirt open above that, a shark tooth necklace.
Oh. Yes.
Tarot cash slacks and rose tint glasses.
No! Rose tint glasses?
Yep.
That's so uncool.
I met a British backpacker at the bar. I bought a jug of Illusions and she said, can we share it? And I said, we can. And then she put my glasses on, right? We pashed that night, but then we left. And I thought, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
A week later, I get a phone call out of nowhere. It's my first mobile phone. I get a phone call out of nowhere, and it's her. And she says, I'm coming to Sydney. I'm coming for two nights, and she had nowhere to stay. And I said straight away, you can stay with me. Yeah. Right?
I know, right the spot.
I lived in a very small two-bedroom flat with my mum that had adjoining doors to the bedrooms.
Oh, God.
I had never had a girl over because I'd never had a girlfriend. I had recently just been to the Year 12 formal by myself. So I was cool. And I walked up to mum. I said, I've got a friend coming. Can she stay? And mum was like, a girl? I said, yep. And she's like, yep, she can stay. So now I'm really nervous.
Oh, my God.
This girl tells me it's a Saturday night she's coming. I said, no worries.
Does she know you live with your mum at this point?
Not yet. Okay. But I was young, so it was fair to assume, right?
Yeah. I'm still a teenager. So that would have been intimidating, because had you assumed that she might have already been experienced in this area?
I figured. And I had forgotten that the Saturday night in question was a night that my mum was having a party and drinks for her friends.
So there's an audience.
This girl arrives. I can't remember. I barely knew her, with her backpack and stuff. She comes in and she's got the backpack on her back, like the big backpack. She walks in and the party is going, right? And she walks in because she came in the early evening. So my mum's friends are all there and they're listening to the Gypsy Kings, my mum's favourite CD.
Oh, I love the Gypsy Kings.
My mum loved it too.
Yeah. We go into my room and she's just on me straight away.
Oh, God.
Like, she's on me immediately. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. And I remember I was so nervous. I was holding the lifestyle. I think we all know what that is, right? And my hand was shaking, so I turned my back so she couldn't see it, because I was trying to act cool, like, yeah, I do this all the time.
Oh,
right?
Sweetness.
Oh, you poor thing.
And you're wondering how long it lasted. I know you are. Well, Usain Bolt does. Well, Usain Bolt.
I think I know the answer.
Shut up, you. Usain Bolt does the 100 meters in 9.5 seconds. We would have had time to finish and watch the whole second half of that race. There are goldfish with goldfish. Were remembering things longer than this, right? So she goes, oh, that was okay. And I go, oh, look, it's been a little while. That's probably why.
Nice.
Did she say that was okay? That's all she said.
I'll never forget that. That was nice. Okay. She goes, that was nice. Okay. Right. She found a room and she went to stay with friends for the next day. And then she left. I never heard from her again. And that was it.
Oh,
my
darling.
My beautiful British backpacker.
You didn't tell us her name. What was her name?
Her name was Mel B. It was Steph. I miss you, Steph.
It was all right, wasn't it?
It was all right. Not bad. A bit short, but all right.
See me now.
Where's Usain? Hey, Jungle Show's going well at the moment.
Jungle Show.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It's otherwise known as. Okay. Rating very well. But at the moment, Richard Reed is in there, the Hollywood gossip reporter, just dropping flat out bombs at the moment, which is what we've been waiting for, because like you get to that point where starved and tired celebrities, you're like, just stuff just starts to come out. And he, first of all, last night laid into comedy legend and one of the biggest TV stars in the world, Ellen DeGeneres, to soap star Catherine Kelly Lang. Have a listen to what he said about Ellen.
Who else is a mole? Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, no, I've heard that before. I mean, she's great to watch and on her show and everything, but her, I think her personality is completely different when you get her behind the scenes.
I've heard it's hard to work on her show.
I'm glad to hear that someone else has heard,
I've heard that.
Okay, good scoop, because gutsy, you wouldn't think, you know, her persona is super, super nice. That's her go. So who knows if that's true, but that's a, okay. All right, now we're listening.
Well, you would imagine he's on the inside. He spent a lot of time in LA and he spends a lot of time in those circles. So you imagine he's rather informed. Okay. Then he tips the bucket on Karl Stefanovic. So
this is big.
I don't think Richard Reed is going to be in Karl Stefanovic's good books for very long because... Right, he was on the Today Show for 7 years, so he was pretty tight-knit with those guys.
Yeah, was, but he's not on anymore, is he?
No, he was part of their ensemble, their key ensemble. So this is his juicy bit of goss about Stefanovic when he was talking to Angie from Gogglebox. He revealed Stefanovic uses spray-on hair.
I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up, and he's kind of like, balding. It was Karl Stefanovic without his spray-on hair. And then he went away, had one of those six-week vacations, and came back with...
plugs.
And still used the spray-on till it filled in.
Can I just say, for everyone listening, no one knows more about celebrity hair plugs than Ed Cavalier. You're obsessed with these celebrity hair plugs.
It is one of my favourite topics. Bradley Cooper is the best of all time. Yeah. Okay, Matthew McConaughey is the second best of all time. Steve Carell is third best of all time.
That only if you've had it recently. Beyonce. So there's a difference though. If you've had it done recently, it's good.
You got to go away. You got to go. You got to disappear for a while, or you what I call the bandana complex. When a celebrity starts wearing a bandana or a hat, you know they've gone away and had the hair done.
Ah, really?
Yeah. I thought Richard Reed, because it's a bit of glass houses, because he's had a spray on face for years. Yeah, big dinner party on Married at First Sight last night. They've been teasing it all week. Oh, the surprise return. And then Lizzie's husband, Sam, who'd done a runner to overseas to go and hang out with his ex, he came in and said these words.
Honey, I'm home.
And it kicked off from there, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Ah, Sam. Boy, do we have some questions for you.
Mate, oh, I can't wait.
the morning after that you married Elizabeth, you did that runner to New Zealand, and, mate, the whole country's wondering because there's only one reason you run back to an ex, and that's to hook up. Did you hook up?
No, there was no hook up. It wasn't that vibe at all. Unfortunately, my ex's mother passed away. I was very close with the family, and the right thing to do at the time was, head back to the funeral and respect them. So, it was a stressful time. I found out that night. I didn't have my phone on me, obviously, the whole day of the wedding. And, it was unfortunate because I took the honeymoon away from Elizabeth. And, we didn't get to build on the relationship through the honeymoon. But took it away. So,
given that there was a camera crew there and you knew that this was going to play out in front of Australia, I mean, 5 days went by. Could you not get a bit of Wi-Fi, send a text, even a postcard, like some way of letting her know what's going on?
Oh, honestly, I wish if I had my time again, I would have definitely tried to make more effort and reach out to Elizabeth while I was gone. But so much was happening at the time. I was, in a different place. I just met Elizabeth and, unfortunately, I didn't make her a priority at the time. And, I was focusing on the funeral.
Do you think that you found her hotter, you'd maybe would have made more of an effort to get in contact with her, knowing that it could
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. Like, obviously, she isn't my type of girl at all, but, I don't think that had anything to do with it. It was more just the fact of, I just was in a different place and everything was happening. There was hundreds of calls going on and, it was a hectic part of my life, time of my life, that's for sure.
So, now, talking about your type of girl, you probably be forever known for this bit of audio from the wedding when you were talking to your friends and you didn't think that you could be heard. This is about Elizabeth.
I've never really dated girls, I guess, as big as Elizabeth in the past, to be honest. Maybe I'll get her running in the mornings or something with me, drag her out of bed, I don't know, but she'll be right.
Please defend yourself, mate. This is your chance.
I'm in the boxes. Yeah, so when we were doing that interview, she's a bit, she's a bigger girl than I'm used to dating. And on top of that as well, she was very tall, massive personality. The hair extensions, everything was just full on for me. I'm more into normally natural girls and just had to be true to myself and be honest, really.
But you're watching that back at home going,
You're watching that back and going, man, good call.
Well, it's the truth. I was basically, she's not my type of girl. And unfortunately, when she got out of the car, I wasn't her type of man either. She thought I was chunky and tubby. I was brokenhearted. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe no one's talking about
so
that.
So, hang on. So, did she say that to you, did she?
Yeah, first impressions. As soon as she got out of the limo, everyone that watched told me about it, that, yeah, she's called me chunky and tubby. I've been running my ass off now ever since.
It's her fault. I forgot. Yeah,
the whole country was pretty outraged, my man. Like, are you receiving lots of negative stuff, like, online?
Not at all. No, I'm not. Everyone's been really supportive. The media smashing me, but everyone's hitting me up and sending me messages. Yeah,
right, let's continue with the smashing. Have you had sex with Innes? Apparently you have.
No, I haven't. No. No sex with Innes. No sex with anyone on the show, actually.
Kissy, yeah, kissy?
No sex.
Huggy, huggy?
Kissy, kissy.
Yeah.
They kissed Elizabeth.
No.
But no sex at all, no.
So you think it's a bit of fun, isn't it? You know, everyone's on your side. So when Elizabeth told you that comment about her made her feel this way.
The comment that really resonated with me was the fact that he turned around and said, that must be why she's not in a relationship. It's the past. Because it must be a problem, her weight.
So it must be a problem with her weight, so why she hasn't had a relationship. What kind of support you get from that one?
No, I never said that. That's like I said, she's not my type of girl, and I was honest about that.
So you didn't say that? You didn't say that.
I don't believe I said it, did I?
See, Sam, you've got an issue. You've got an issue because all of the things that you've said that have been captured, then that's not really the truth. But then everything that she said that nobody saw, people haven't seen that. So you're really at a disadvantage here, you poor thing, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not really. I'm not the victim at all. You're not?
Hang on. Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. Newsflash, Sam is not the victim. I am Sam. Thank you. You are just one of the great guys. Hang up. I've had this bloke. He is the worst.
He'll be right.
Oh, God, help me.
What do we expect? What do you expect? They're going on a stupid reality TV show with every...
But every time we lower the bar, a bit lower... Mm. It gets to the point where it gets you can't come back from that. When a guy can go on radio and everywhere he goes, he has said that he's body shaming a woman on national television, and his response is, ha ha, she said something about me. Everyone online thinks I'm cool. Once that becomes the norm for this season, keep lowering the bar low, 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 it just there's never no end to it. It's meant to be ridiculous and silly, this show. That's the point.
Yeah.
This is the part where they've pushed it to a point where you're like, this guy is awful. He is an awful, awful creep. And he's just laughing it off.
Mm.
And he will get something out of this. Someone is going to give that creep a job. Yeah. It may well be my job. And good luck to him.
I hope it's not.
And guys, that is us, Dunskies.
Yeah.
Good
happy
fun.
Wednesday. Wait, what day is it?
Thursday.
Thursday. Oh, my gosh. Not only is tomorrow Friday, but that means that this afternoon, the Today FM Fatales netball team, we play our fourth game. It could be 4 out of 4 so far.
Are you 3 up?
Well, I say we. I've only ever played one half of one match because I'm very busy.
Is the team that good or the opposition not great?
No.
MC.
We're a pretty great team.
MC. How dare you? Yeah, this is a mighty
take
Ducks.
Take the pom-poms off him.
Just that curious. Is unbelievable.
Jealous
that
of my talent, obviously.
Bye.
The Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.